helping somebody else achieve a sense of purpose is a part of the mission of what it means to be a parent, in my estimation. But you can't do it for them. If you've got people in your family, young people, teenagers, who are negative, the best thing I think that you can do for them is to provide them a model, an example, if you will, of somebody who isn't going to allow their behavior, their attitudes, the kinds of things that they're doing in their lives to disrupt and ruin even 1 hour of your life. You can make clear to them that you're there to help them. You can have talks with them. You can explain to them. But in the end, they will know that you mean what you're all about by what you live rather than by what you say or what you tell them to do. So that's all out crucial. In other words, if your child comes home from school and has a D in algebra and a poor mark in citizenship in school, is that a reason for you to ruin a day of your life? First question you have to ask yourself. Whose problem is this? And why are you going to make it yours by immobilizing yourself and making yourself upset? Yes, you can do things like restrict certain kind of privileges. Certainly, I don't believe in total just ignoring of somebody and letting them permissively do whatever they choose. You can help them by getting tutors for them and provide conversations with them and so on and be a helping, caring person. But what you should never do is to say to you, get yourself all worked up, get yourself miserable, and find yourself being fretting and upset in your life. You have to teach them that their behavior is just that. It's their behavior. Not only do they own it, but they have to take the responsibility and the consequences for it. I always tell parents who find themselves with obstreperous kids or children who are abusive or disrespectful and so on, I talk to mothers and I'll say, what is your behavior like toward that child? I'll say, well, let's see, I make his lunches for him. Let's say you've got a child who calls you names. And then your response is, oh, well, you know, he's just finding himself or whatever. And I'll just make his lunch for him and then I'll chauffeur him to his tennis lessons or pick him up from school. In other words, I could say to her or him, I can't force you to be respectful to me. I can't force that. I can't put words in your mouth. But what I can certainly not do is reward you for it. I am going to show you that when you want to behave that way, then you're going to have to do that in isolation away from me. And I am not going to be somebody who's going to continuously wait on you and do all of the things. Like, and also, by the way, I believe that children learn by doing. They don't learn by somebody else doing things for them. Any of you who have children over the ages of 8 and are still doing their laundry, you ought to be examining what it is that you're doing that for. I mean, an 8-year-old is perfectly capable of working a washing machine and a dryer. Very simple little thing. You do theirs for 8 years, they do yours for 8 years. That seems to make a lot of sense. And you alternate after the second 8 years. Like, you ask yourself, what do you owe your children? You don't owe them a slave. You don't owe them being a victim. You don't owe them having to give up and sacrifice your life. What I think you owe them, because you make a choice to bring them into the world, is being a model of a loving, caring human being who is fully functioning in her and his own life, who has a sense of meaning and mission yourself. And when your children see that in you, they will naturally come along. Where you encourage independence. You don't encourage them to be dependent on you, but you permit them to make the kind of mistakes and to fail and do all of the things that go with what it means to grow up to be a healthy person. But mostly, you don't model that you're going to reinforce. You go into a neurotic behavior. You go into a grocery store, and you're with your child, and your child says, I want a piece of bubble gum. And you say, you can't have a piece of bubble gum. And you say, the child comes back, I want a piece of bubble gum. I told you, you're not having a piece of, I want a piece of bubble gum, I want a piece of bubble gum, you say, I want a piece of bubble gum. They scream and like, all right, all right. You want a piece of bubble gum? Here, have a piece of bubble gum. Here's a penny, go to the machine. Message. If you want a piece of bubble gum, you have to be crazy. That's what you've taught your child. When my daughter and every son in the world tries that when they're little, would say to me, I want a piece of bubblegum, and I would say no, and I'd say, hold it, that's terrific. Let's get everybody over here, we're going to put on a show. I brought a gorilla with me, you know, from the... and show them that I am not going to be intimidated, bulldozed, manipulated, victimized by your behavior. And your behavior is not going to be encouraged. If you make lunches, if you pick a child up and are the chauffeur for that child, and do all of the things again, and give them money and blah, 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 and then turn around and have them abusive towards you, and then continue this lifestyle over here, all you're doing is saying, I would like you to continue being nasty toward me, and here, let me reinforce it. I don't think you should.